Hi, wherever you're listening to this, I hope you're doing well. India's EV landscape is changing, with startups emerging across the value chain, as they say, from all-electric cabs to e-bikes and innovative purchase options. But first, some headlines. Facebook and Instagram's parent company Meta Platforms knowingly employed methods that lured children onto these platforms, the New York Times reported on November 25th, citing unredacted court documents from a federal lawsuit in the U.S. filed last month by California, Colorado, and 31 other states in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California. Apple contract manufacturer Foxconn Technology will invest more than $1.5 billion in an Indian construction project to fulfill operational needs, CNBC reports, citing company filings in Taiwan yesterday. The $1.54 billion investment was made through a Foxconn subsidiary, Honhai Technology India Mega Development, which has been registered in Maharashtra since 2015, according to CNBC. Tata Consultancy Services has launched its AWS Generative AI practice with an extensive catalog of use cases for the technology, the company said in a press release yesterday. TCS has invested in foundation training of more than 100,000 employees on generative AI. It is now focused on deepening their expertise, including certification of about 25,000 employees on AWS Generative AI services, the company said. India's consumer EV landscape is changing. Startups are emerging offering new products like e-bikes and slow-speed scooters that don't require users to obtain a driving license. And new purchase options are also being innovated to reduce the upfront cost of these vehicles to make them more competitive with their petrol-burning counterparts. Yulu Bikes, for example, has started directly selling a consumer version of its low-speed moped Miracle, which it calls Yulu Win, and which is being manufactured by Bajaj Auto. With a top speed of only 25 km per hour, one doesn't need a license to use this scooter on Indian roads. Yulu Win, which has been on the market over the last few months, costs about 55,000 rupees to buy, and then you'll have to sign up for one of Yulu's subscription plans to use the scooter. The purchase price doesn't include the battery or the software, which are included in the subscription plans, and you get access to the company's Yuma battery swapping network. This is similar to how Ather Energy or Tata Nexon users pay to use premium features on those vehicles, Amit Gupta, Yulu's co-founder and CEO, told me recently. Kunal Khattar, a prolific VC investor in the EV space, points out that if we find ways to take out the cost of the battery, then that's practically half the cost of the electric vehicle. So models like Yulu's will surely emerge, where a bank might finance the battery and the consumer gets an affordable subscription plan. Of course, some of you won't like the idea of a compulsory subscription to use the bike, and that's valid too. You can find our conversations with Amit and Kunal on Forbes India's Startup Fridays podcast. Okay, yesterday, TechCrunch reported that eMotor Adventures, an electric bicycle maker in Pune, has raised $20 million in a Series B round. eMotorrad's electric bicycle models feature self-diagnostics, removable batteries, dual disc brakes, portable chargers, and retractable aluminium frames. And TechCrunch reports that the company offers a 48-hour resolution of customer complaints. Founded in 2020 by Kunal Gupta, Rajiv Gangopadhyay, Aditya Oza, and Sumedh Bhattewar, eMotorrad today exports its e-bikes to more than 18 countries through white labeling and selling its own brand in the US, Europe, Australia, Japan, and some Middle Eastern markets, according to TechCrunch. Of its 14 e-bike models, 7 or 8 are available in India and the rest are sold overseas, priced between $600 to $1,200 in the US, according to TechCrunch. eMotorrad has raised more than $22.5 million in total funding from investors including Singapore's Panthera Growth Partners, Ulterior Capital, X210X Technologies, and Green Frontier Capital. The four-wheeler passenger EV space is pretty nascent in India. Of course, with the standout exceptions of the Tata vehicles and more recently the small boxy MG Comet, which has found takers in Bengaluru, for example. Speaking of Tata vehicles, I want to point out one other piece of news. BlueSmart, which has been mostly using the Tata Tigor-based Express T cars for its all-electric ride-hailing fleet, may soon add smaller, more affordable vehicles made by Gensol Engineering. As many of you would know, the startup BlueSmart and the listed company Gensol have the same promoters. Economic Times reported yesterday that Gensol will make electric reverse trikes, which have two wheels in the front and one in the back, starting February, citing co-founder Anmol Singh Jaggi, who's also the managing director of Gensol, a solar engineering, procurement, and construction company. Jaggi expects to soon start production at a factory in Chakan, India's biggest auto manufacturing hub, with a capacity to turn out 30,000 vehicles, according to ET. So, cheaper Blue Smart rides may be on offer next year. One last point. The electric two-wheelers, for example, are not profitable yet. Ather Energy, for example, reported more than 1,800 crore rupees in FY23 revenues, but also net loss of more than 860 crore rupees. This fiscal year, as of November 22nd, and excluding the low-speed vehicles, about 530,000 two-wheelers have been sold in India. That's about two-thirds of the Indian EV market by number of vehicles. In FY20, that figure was about 27,000. So the growth has been kind of gradual. The data is from the government's Vahan portal, collected by the Society of Manufacturers of EVs and Industry Lobby. The companies will have to continue to invest in making their vehicles more affordable upfront, convenient with reliable and safe fast charging, and eliminate range anxiety. So it'll take some time before there are millions of these vehicles on our roads. And that's one thing today in tech. You can find all our podcasts on ForbesIndia.com and on your favorite podcast app. I'm Hari Arakli. Thank you for listening.